This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Next guest, we've got Gideon Oberzenik, and I hope I haven't butchered his surname. Welcome to the show, Gideon.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I did try to do the best with your name. I hope that was okay. Now, Gideon, you're the co-artistic director of a new festival that has just been announced called Rising Festival. Is that right? And can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, that's right. So Rising is a new festival for Melbourne. It was originally going to be on this year in August, and it's now being postponed because of this extraordinary situation we find ourselves in.
Can you explain to our listeners that might not, because there's been so much publicity in the last few days, but just explain what it's taking over from.
Yeah, so this is going to be, it's a very large cultural major event in the Asia Pacific region, specifically in Melbourne, and it really takes the place of Melbourne International Arts Festival and White Night in the major events calendar.
Uh-huh.
So these two festivals will not be continuing forward, and Rising is going to be a new festival of arts and culture in Melbourne on a major scale.
Brilliant. It sounds fabulous. Hey, just give us a little bit of a background on who you are and why you've been chosen in this incredible role that you've got.
Yeah, well, I've been very privileged to have been appointed with my co-artistic director, Hannah Fox, and I'll describe her in a minute. So I started Chunky Move in Melbourne, quite a while ago now. I have a background in dance and choreography. I've also written some plays, directed some films, and been involved in various bits and bobs over the years. But, I've certainly been a practicing artist from Melbourne and have worked both overseas and interstate quite a lot.
Yep.
And Hannah Fox comes to us. She's actually Melbourne-based, but she's been working with Dark Mofo and Mona over the last 6 years.
Yep.
With Mona Foma in Tasmania.
Yep. So great credentials, both of you. So did you know Hannah before you're now collaborating?
Yes, Hannah and I have known each other for quite a while before, although we've never actually worked together on a project on a festival.
Yep.
So we've sort of orbited each other's careers and been aware of each other, knew each other. But when the opportunity came to, for the artistic leadership of this new festival, we decided to join forces and applied for the position, as a co-directorship.
Fantastic. Now, what are you doing? You're like, it's part White Night, part Melbourne International Arts Festival. That just throws it wide open, doesn't it? Are you looking for artists to submit to you for a chance for us to all be part of it?
Well, what we're beginning with, because of the situation that's happening right now, and it's really obviously not possible to have a large scale,
of course,
Of mass gatherings. So this year, what we've been able to do is repurpose some of the funds that were allocated to the 2020 festival to directly to artists now. $2 million towards a commissioning fund.
Whoa.
For an artist. So they can make work at a time when they need to do it most, and we can present it at a time when the public and the city is ready to see that work, which will be late May, early June next year. So that's something we're beginning with immediately, and there's a call to artists on our website, rising.melbourne, and we will be working on that over the next few months.
That alone is a great initiative for an artist, and so congratulations on that. That's a wonderful thing that you're doing there.
Thank you. Yes, so it really is a very substantial investment by the government and that we have managed to discuss with government that this was the appropriate thing to do in a year where obviously, you know, the festival is not possible, but the support really needs to be there for the creative sector. It's absolutely crucial while things have come to a grinding halt for many people, both in all forms in Australia. And really, the festival is both, we will continue to do really great work within venues and do shows and concerts and so forth, but also there's a real focus on site-specific, using the city as a canvas and providing really rich, great cultural experiences for free or extremely low costs as well. So that's something that you'll see, I guess, that combination between on-stage work and also using Melbourne as a space itself, as a place to come to rather than just bringing the world's best. It's also Melbourne becomes a destination in its own right.
And which White Knight was sort of doing that, wasn't it? That was the concept of that. But I love the fact that you're bringing sort of like the, you know, like the symphony orchestras playing at the Art Centre or a town hall, and but then people will walk out onto the street and there'll be all this other wonderful stuff happening off of buildings or probably in the middle of the streets as well.
That's right. There'll also be a focus on food. From a cultural perspective, you know, Melbourne is a really diverse city and we'll be looking at that. So it's really about bringing a whole lot of elements together at one time that have always been there, but it's an opportunity to actually create critical mass.
Yep. And I love the idea of bringing food because food plays such a big part in Melbourne as well too, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And not only food, but really, you know, the produce that comes from Victoria.
Yep.
Also be doing some satellite productions that will be in regional Victoria as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's a real focus on Victoria and certainly on Melbourne. It's very much focused for the people of Melbourne, but also creating a destination over time when that will become possible for other people to come to visit.
Yep, fantastic. Well, it's just going to establish us as a real destination city, as you were saying, and focus on art, which is so much part of this city as well.
Yes, you know, we feel that Melbourne has always been a place of diverse cultures. It's a creative place. It's a very progressive city as well. And so, you know, of all cities in Australia, if you were to do a cultural focus, Melbourne is the place that can really create something that is unique and is of scale.
Yep. Yeah. Well, thank you for giving us this. The only problem is that I'm a little bit pissed off with you. We've got to wait until next year, but that's pretty obvious. Pretty obvious. And I bet I suppose you had all the festival planned a bit, did you? And you know, like then all of a sudden you had to put it on hold.
Yeah, look, we were all ready to go for August. And it was you know, we were racing to the line because we were only appointed late last year.
Yep.
So in a way, while it's been frustrating to have to postpone, it's also given us more time to actually...
Of course.
...a lot better. And so that's been really great.
Yeah. Well, thank you for chatting with us today. And when the time gets closer to next year, when it's all happening, we'll get you back on, of course, hopefully in the studio instead of over a telephone. And we'll be able to talk about some of the highlights of the festival.
Absolutely. Great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.